Welcome to our latest Programme Focus podcast, where we shine the spotlight on our Certificate of Higher Education Built Environment Studies programme. I'm delighted to be joined by programme leader, Hazel Lobo. Hi, Hazel.
Hello, Andrew.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Spring is arriving fast, which always makes me feel good. How are you doing?
Yes, well, thank you, yes. And similarly, urging spring to blossom as soon as possible for many reasons. I think spring, yeah, we're looking forward to more perhaps than any other year we've experienced. So yes, hotter weather and hopefully more chance to go outside as well.
And a bit of colour after the greyness this winter.
Yes, it has felt grey, cold and yeah, I think we're in desperate need of a bit of sun.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. So moving on to your programme, just as a starter for 10, for those who don't know about your programme, what is the Certificate of Higher Education Built Environment Studies?
It's a qualification in its own right, first of all. It gives you the first year of an undergraduate degree, and it's a really good experience for what's undergraduate study like? How does that work? What does it feel like? But it gives you that qualification at the end. So it's not just a single module study that gives you some knowledge, but nothing tangible to hold on to or show to an employer.
Great stuff. And who do you think would benefit from studying on your programme?
Oh, Andrew, that's such a huge question, because there are so many different types of students who benefit. The most obvious is, as I've suggested, the student who wants to try out undergraduate study. Maybe for some reason they can't commit to a full undergraduate programme, or perhaps they're not sure whether this area is right for them. Maybe they know they want to go into the surveying profession, for example, but they're not sure whether they want to be a building surveyor or a quantity surveyor, or whether they want to do something slightly different, construction management maybe, facilities management, or related fields. But in order to do the full degree, you need to know which one of those fields you want to go into, and therefore the CertHE gives you the opportunity to try a bit of each of the elements, because you're taking the core modules for the full undergraduate programme, and then you can use that knowledge to help you determine which path you're going down. But as I said, you get a qualification in its own right at the end.
Great stuff. And you mentioned there that it's the core modules. So perhaps moving into a bit more detail on that, what will the students study on the CertHE?
They'll study six modules. They'll start with either Law for the Built Environment and People and Organisational Management, or if they're joining as a spring, that's for an autumn entry, if they're joining as a spring entry, they'll do Digital Technologies and then Construction Technology, and those modules then swap if you're starting at a different time. And then in the third semester, so it's a three semester study, 18 months if you're doing it part time, they'll study Introduction to Regulatory Frameworks and Construction Technology too. Now, those names probably don't mean very much to anybody listening, so let me give you a little bit more information about what those are. Law for the Built Environment is an introduction to law as it impacts on the built environment. So it's not the whole of law. It's looking particularly at the law of contract and the law of tort, that's T-O-R-T law. And tort law is civil implications of written law, and we look in this module at nuisance and negligence, occupiers' liability and trespass. And what students will get out of learning on the law module is not just the underpinning of law that they will then take into other modules that they study, but also a start to analysing, to problem solving, because law is very much about that. It's really important to stress, though, that it's not the module is not about teaching students to be lawyers. It's not about learning lots of case names and dates. That's not how that works. And then people and organisational management, again, is a foundation module for studies. It's looking at what is management and how does that differ from leadership. It's looking at the role of management within organizations and specifically focused on the role of management in construction and other areas of the built environment. And it's looking at change management, again, all things that students will be able to bring into their professional lives as well as their further studies. Digital technologies is a relatively new module, and it's looking at technology and data in the built environment. We hear a lot about big data these days, and this module will give you an insight into what that means. How's it used? How can we use technology to help in our job roles? For example, drones are very common now in some areas of the built environment, particularly in real estate, estate agency, and in construction when you're looking at the lay of a land, when you're trying to look at a site in development. So that module will help introduce students to some of those aspects. I also mentioned Introduction to Regulatory Frameworks. And that, again, is law related, but not quite in the same way as law for the built environment. It's looking at the written laws and regulations affecting the built environment, particularly things like the building regulations. There's an introduction to planning regulations. There's some health and safety regulations in there, hazardous materials, a little bit of waste management, and in particular the role of professional, statutory and regulatory bodies in managing legal implications for the built environment. And then the final two of the six are related: Construction Technology 1 and Construction Technology 2. And Construction Technology 1 looks at what we call simple construction. It's about traditional construction, really, masonry, looking at buildings of up to three stories, again, laying a foundation for taking into Construction Technology 2, where you look at more framed structures, timber frame structures, design of structures, material use within structures. And we do a lot more in that module around environmental services, around environmental sustainability, and looking at how the built environment impacts on sustainable development, for example. So quite a lot of information there to take in, I know, but hopefully listeners to the podcast will be able to pause and reflect on what we're doing, what I'm saying here. It's a broad foundation, an introduction to the built environment.
That's a great overview, Hazel. And I'm sure that there might be particular triggers of interest there. So whether it's drones in construction you hear and you think, oh, that would be fantastic to get a good understanding, or whether it's the law side of the built environment, you've got gone through everything which would be covered on the Cert HE. So that's the kind of the meat of it. Obviously, students who decide to study with us will be studying online, and you're the program leader. So, you're one of, you're the main contact for the programme, but it's not just you. Obviously, we have a wide academic and online education team. So who else is available for anyone studying on the programme?
That's, a great question. Thank you, Andrew. I do want to put one point out there before I talk about the teaching team, as it were. One of the benefits of UCEM, and I'm not saying this because I work here and I love the institution, this comes from our students. One of the greatest strengths of UCEM is the wider support for our students. Because we are an online institution, we've got a tremendous support network here for our students. So students aren't just helped by the teaching team, I'll talk about those in a moment, but there's also a disability and well wellbeing team. There's a student support network that operates on a range of different things, and they lead into the teaching team. The teaching team itself includes industry professionals. We have some really great tutors, really passionate tutors who teach on some of these modules. Again, because it's an introduction, we want students to be feeling the passion from the two tutors to help them understand the material. And every module also has an academic support tutor, somebody who's well qualified in helping students to study. These are typically new students, people returning to learning after a break perhaps, or people making their first foray into higher education from secondary education. We have a team of tutors who will help you with your study skills. They will help you with your essay writing. So it's not just the teaching team in terms of the sage on the stage, the knowledge expert, the topic expert. It's a wider support network to help you in all aspects of your student life.
Fantastic. So we've run through you know, who the program is for, what it's about, you know, and you've, like I say, you've given a great overview of the many modules and also the support network which is available to our students who are going on to the program. And as our final question and your elevator pitch moment, I suppose, why do you think people should study on your program?
These are challenging times. They remain challenging times. It's really hard for any of us to know where we're going to be in 6 months, in a year, in 18 months. And many of us have had our plans changed over the last year and a half. And so this programme offers students an ability to have something that's stable for a finite period. They're not committing to, say, a full undergraduate programme, 4 years, 4.5 years of study, without knowing what the world is going to look like by the time they get to the end. This is just 18 months with a qualification at the end, something that gives you something to work for, something to focus on in what can be challenging times, as I said. Students taking the Cert HE have that opportunity to gain a qualification that they can then use either on its own or to move into another study, move on to a full bachelor's programme, for example. Of course, I would say it's an excellent programme, but I honestly believe that it is. If for any reason you want to study at higher education, you want a qualification, but you're not sure where you want to go with it or whether you can commit to a full 4-year programme, then the Cert HE is for you.
Fantastic. Yeah, great elevator pitch and yeah, a nice way to, you know, draw to a close all of the information you've provided today about the Certificate of Higher Education Built Environment Studies. So yeah, thank you, Hazel, for your time. So there you have it. If you are interested in studying on Hazel's programme, head to our website, ucem.ac.uk, select Study with UCEM on the left-hand side menu, then Undergraduate to find out more and to apply. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Andrew.